This is the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Season Solario. Season is with Marketing Communications, National Cattlemen's Beef Association in Denver. Great to see you.
Thanks so much for having me here. I appreciate it.
Hey, a little background about you. I know you're in Denver now, but you spent some time in D.C. So tell me Season's story. How'd you end up where you are today?
So I've had the pleasure of working for NCBA on behalf of beef farmers and ranchers through the checkoff program for almost 10 years now. I started out actually in Washington, D.C., leading up our issues management programs. So I've definitely seen us through a number of different issues and crises in the beef industry that I worked with through the checkoff. And then a couple of years ago, I moved to Denver to transition and run our brand marketing and communications. So that is all of our direct-to-consumer advertising through Beef It's What's for Dinner, again, 100% checkoff funded, and our B2B outreach, working with our supply chain operators.
So take it back even further. Did you grow up in the industry? How'd you end up here?
I did not. I grew up in a really small town, rural Illinois, definitely Corn Belt country, and had plenty of friends that had farms. My family never did. Spent a couple of summers detasseling. That was my closest connection to agriculture. And when I moved out to Washington after graduating from college, I happened to get a job working at a PR agency, worked for several other commodity groups, including the Almond Board of California, and eventually made my way to NCBA and feel so lucky every day. Honestly, I was just an average consumer that loved beef and thought, what an amazing opportunity to work for beef farmers and ranchers that raise that product. And like I said, 10 years later, I am extremely humbled and love the opportunity to work for farmers and ranchers.
So let's talk about what you're doing today, marketing and communications. Sounds pretty straightforward, but tell us for sure, what all does that involve?
Yeah, so you're right. I mean, today marketing is probably more complicated than it's ever been before. So a lot of changes have been made through, again, the checkoff investments and the Beef It's What's for Dinner marketing campaign. That's a 26-year-old brand, right, that was launched when the checkoff was originally founded back in the 1980s and 1990s. So fast forward to 26 years later, we needed to figure out, what is Beef It's What's for Dinner today? What does that mean to consumers, particularly when we don't have, honestly, the resources that we used to when Beef It's What's for Dinner was launched 26 years ago. Back then, we had $33 million in advertising alone. Today, we're a very small fraction of that. So one of the things that we've really tried to do is go 100% digital and make sure that we're really targeting that older millennial parent. We know exactly when we're hitting people on social media. We can buy against an age group. We can buy against psychographics. We know, honestly, what websites you visit, what your personal interests are, and we can really target that beef message to that consumer today.
Does that also give you the opportunity to address maybe what we would call myths in the industry?
It sure does. Absolutely. So we have a two-pronged approach at NCBA this year for our checkoff programs and our checkoff work. We want to position beef as the top protein. We think the two ways we do that are by reinforcing the positive, that real beef's great taste and nutrition can't be replicated, including by other proteins that are new to the marketplace, I would say. So we've done that through programs like our Beef Holiday Drool Log campaign that is just really making people salivate and look at beef and think, man, I want to make that, and I want to buy that beef. And then on the flip side, to your point, we're also defending beef. So that common misperceptions out there about beef being bad for the environment, bad for your health, that we don't care about how we treat our animals. I've personally experienced that nothing could be further from the truth, and I want to share that with consumers around the country. So we're really addressing those myths, and that's actually some of the new content that we've just started to put out this week.
Great to see you. Thanks for your work. Where can we find out more?
So follow us at Beef It's What's for Dinner on Facebook and Twitter. That's where you're actually going to see some of these ads. So some of the ads say things like, nicely done beef, substituting your taste is beyond impossible, or nicely done beef, you only need one ingredient to taste like a hamburger. And when you see those, reshare them, show them to producers, share them with your community, and engage in that conversation and remind people why beef is the top protein.
Great to see you. Thanks.
Thank you.